Siena on top at the half by the count of 30-24 over the Monmouth Hawks. And I'm joined by a guy who knows a little bit about Monmouth basketball, Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press. And Josh, 30-24, Siena's coming in here, and they're serious about this one.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, before this game tipped off, the MAC tournament bracket was, you know, done. Sealed, delivered. Monmouth is the 4 seed, so, you know, technically they're not really playing for anything today except to not get hurt. But, you know, this hasn't really been all that good. You know, Siena's gotten the better of play. Despite being one of the worst defenses in the MAC, they've held Monmouth to 6 field goals and 24% shooting. So not a great first half, despite nothing being on the line here for Monmouth.
And Justin Robinson working hard, trying to create some havoc getting down the lane, but they've really done a good job of shutting him down also.
Yeah, they've done a real nice job of clogging the middle. Deion Jones, I feel like Deion Jones has been aggressive in trying to get to the hole. He's 0 for 7 from the field. As you just said, Robinson is also, you know, not settling, you know, being aggressive, trying to get into the lane. And I don't know, you know, as I said, Siena's clogging the middle, doing a nice job. They're going to have to try something else there in the second half.
So we know now that Monmouth will have the 4th seed going into the playoffs with Manhattan winning this afternoon. As you look forward to the matchups and all, I know that you guys play with the brackets all the time and you pretty much have things figured out. How do you think they stand with that 4th seed?
I was saying for a while, I think that it's more advantageous to be on the left side of the bracket with the 4 seed. You play Canisius, you've already beaten Canisius twice, you should feel confident going into that game. And if you win that game, if the bracket goes chalk, you're looking at a game against Iona. Now, Iona was, you know, 17-3 in the MAC, the regular season champion, but they're one of 3 teams that have beaten Iona, and in the 2 games they played, the games were decided by a combined 4 points. So you're getting Canisius, possibly Iona, and you're avoiding Manhattan, who swept you. You're avoiding potentially a Quinnipiac, who also swept you. So, again, I've been saying for about a week that left side of the bracket is better for Monmouth, and as luck would have it, that's where they ended up.
You know, people spend a lot of time with brackets and all, but the bottom line in a tournament like that is you can't fault it. They're going to have to play possibly 3 games in 3 days, and you got to play and you got to win whoever you go up against.
Right. At the end of the day, if you're winning the MAC tournament, you have to go through everybody. It's just a matter of what is your road to get to the end. You know, the I don't want to call it the easier road, but we'll call it the clearer path is what they have. You know, you're looking at either, you know, your options were Canisius, Iona, and then the right side of the bracket. Or if you start on the right side of the bracket, you're looking at maybe a Quinnipiac, then a Manhattan, then Iona. It's just the left side of the bracket, based on what's gone on this season, the left side of the bracket is just a much clearer road than the right side of the bracket.
And when I look at the matchups and the teams and all, Quinnipiac scares me. You look at their record and, you know, it can be misleading, especially Monmouth just seems to have trouble matching up with them.
Yeah, I don't really know what it's been through the years. Just Monmouth, you know, that's just a bad matchup for Monmouth. You know, Quinnipiac's one of the best rebounding teams, not only in the MAC, but also in the nation. And, you know, Quinnipiac, they out-rebound most any team they play, but they don't beat up other teams the way they beat up Monmouth. I don't know what it's been about that matchup the last 4 or 5 years, but it's just been a bad matchup for Monmouth over the last 5, 6, 7 years.
And if you take a look at scores throughout the entire season in this conference, you know, it almost doesn't matter the matchups, because you'll see the last place teams losing to Iona by 1-2 points. You'll see all kinds of crazy scores.
Like, that's a perfect example. Marist is the 11 seed. They went 5-15 in the MAC, but that is extremely misleading. They had 2 of their 3 top guys were out for extended periods of time, and once everybody got healthy and once everyone got on the same page, they started playing a lot better. So that 5-15 record belies how dangerous Marist is. And I'll tell you, Marist plays Quinnipiac in the first round Thursday. It's a very intriguing game. I would not be surprised to see Marist win that game. And then if Marist wins, they get Manhattan, and that's not a gimme for Manhattan. I've seen Marist 3 or 4 times. They run a Princeton offense. They throw a pretty stifling 2-3 zone at you defensively. So Marist 5-15, but that belies how well they played lately.
I have to agree. I think somewhere along the line, you're going to see a big upset in that tournament.
Yeah, I feel like last year you had a clear rift between Iona was 1, Manhattan was 2. Then you had, you know, Quinnipiac and Canisius as your top 4 teams, and then a pretty, you know, obvious divide beyond those four teams. Now, again, dangerous teams, you know, Marist, to me, Quinnipiac is dangerous. Even a St. Peter's can pose matchup problems. So it kind of feels like a year where a low seed like a Marist, like a St. Peter's, can win a game Thursday, you know, scare somebody on Saturday. Who knows? It feels like a low seed is capable of making a run here.
Well, Josh, we've read a lot of your information about Monmouth throughout the year, and you've expressed opinions on things you thought they had to do to continue to improve it all. Give us your kind of overall assessment the way things have gone.
Oh, I think they're ahead of schedule. I really do. Hypothetically speaking, let's say they come back and win this game. You finish 13-7 in the MAC. 13 wins, you're plus 8 because you won 5 MAC games last year. And again, that, you know, that's ahead of schedule. I don't think anybody thought that they were going to come in here and go 13-7. If you're a Monmouth fan, based on going 5-15 last year and being a sophomore heavy team now, I feel like you would have signed up for 13-7 immediately. So, you know, you lose DeLeo, you lose Nicholas, you lose Kofani, but you're bringing back a huge part of the core. You're getting Jalon Hornbeek eligible. You're getting Micah Seaborn eligible. And next year, based on how this season's gone next year, you're probably thinking some bigger things than right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, the tournament should be fun. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you up in Albany.
Appreciate the time, Bob.
All right, Josh. That's Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press, and he's the guy to go to if you want to know about Monmouth basketball. So right now, it's 30-24 at the half. Siena on top of Monmouth. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back with more basketball. You're listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.